The question was asked, were the Egyptians chasing the Jews to the sea, were they all just following orders? What choice did they have? We have a concept in Judaism that ein shaliach litzvar aveira. Ordinarily, there's no such thing as you have a messenger to do a sin. Every person is responsible for his actions. You can't say, he told me to do it. And yet, the Talmud says that when a king tells you to do something, being that he could kill you if you don't do it, so then a king could have a shaliach to do a sin. So what about all these Egyptians? So the Medrash tells us that just before the plagues began, we find in the Torah, God said to Moshe, Pharaoh's not going to listen. So Pharaoh doesn't listen and he tells the Jews, go collect your own straw. And the Jews were being beaten when they were demanded to produce the same amount and collect their own straw. So the Midrash says, well, God knew Pharaoh wouldn't give in, so why was God doing this? Meaning, so what was God's plan in all of this? God says, it's not going to work. I'm going to send you to Pharaoh. He won't listen. And then I'll start the plagues. Why? Why did that have to happen, that stage where the Jews suffered one more notch before the plagues began? So the Midrash says that what would happen is a Jew would go into an Egyptian's field and start collecting the straw, like Pharaoh told them, you better get your own straw. And the Egyptian would come out and see him collecting the spare straw lying around in the field and pick up a baseball bat and start beating him and breaking his legs. And then you had a situation where the average Egyptian citizen was beating up Jews and he didn't have an order by Pharaoh. There was an unclear order by Pharaoh, go get your own straw. From where? They don't own any land. Where were they supposed to get the straw from? So Pharaoh gives an edict and the Egyptian people of their own pick up bats and start beating any Jew that walks into their field. So that, the Midrash says, was so that afterwards when they would all be affected by the plagues, no Egyptian could say, I was just following orders. You proved you weren't just following orders, because when you had your own choice of how to do things, you showed that you weren't just following orders.
But isn't that conceivable even in the worst of Nazi Germany, anti-Semitic Poland? We have the righteous ocean. It's just inconceivable to me, like a firstborn. There's got to be some people who collectively get it. Look, that's how life is. We know I'm not losing sleep over it, but that's maybe I should. But that's, when you bomb from the air, and people do get it, as Shlomo says, But my second point was, what's the message then that somehow God is